Welcome to Awakening Plus. Very excited to present this month's guest presenter, Lorraine Jones. Welcome, Lorraine.
Thank you. Such an honor and pleasure.
Yeah. So I've known Lorraine for quite a while, and she holds extraordinary energy, and she's got all kinds of certifications. So I'm going to let Lorraine describe her process, but I want to tell you about her bio a little bit. So Lorraine has delved deeply into the healing and spiritual arts, and she has so many certifications. Let me just list them here. She's a certified Kundalini Reiki Grandmaster and Practitioner, a certified Gold Reiki Master and Practitioner, a Litarian Reiki Healer, and I hope I say these right, a Ra Seki Kemetic Reiki Practitioner, a certified Infinity Healing Practitioner, a certified Spiritual Life Coach, and a certified instructor of Thef Neteru Sima Paut, Ancient Egyptian Kemetic Yoga. Hopefully that was close enough.
Yes, it was perfect.
Okay. She works with tarot, crystals, herbs, sound, nature, energy, aromatherapy, emotions, spirit, her higher self, and the most high. So pretty serious credentials there. I'm not going to go into the biographical part about kind of how you went through your life experience. What I will share from that, though, is Lorraine says that throughout the years, her relationship with herself, her gifts, and the divine grew stronger, facilitating more growth, healing, and self-empowerment. Her experiences have shown her that the process of healing is extremely empowering, can lead to profound growth and breakthroughs. It is her pleasure and soul's desire to support others with her Path to Empowerment Healing Services. There's a link to the website in the email you all got. She helps empower her clients as they walk their path to holistic healing and spiritual growth. She channels divine energy and messages of encouragement, and she uses her intuitive gifts to assist and empower her clients on their path to self-healing and transformation. So this call will run somewhere between 60 and 90 minutes, most likely. And I think that's basically what y'all need to know about Lorraine before we turn it over to her. Lorraine, anything else I need to do before I take the background and turn it over to you?
No, that was perfect. Thank you so much for the intro.
Thanks for being here. All right. All yours.
Thank you. Hello, beloved family. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here with you tonight and connect with you on such a beautiful level, especially with everything that is going on in the cosmos and in the world. I feel all of your energy and you all feel so beautiful. Tonight, I would like to share some channeled Reiki energy with you all, if you're open to accepting it. And the process that I will be going through is I will just briefly walk you through a quick little meditation where you just get comfortable and you breathe naturally. You could be either in a sitting position or lying down, whatever is most comfortable for you. I will call in all of the beautiful divine beings that work with, as well as ask you to also call in your divine team and whoever you all work with intensely. And then from there, I will just channel the energy of Reiki to you all for your highest good. And you all will work with the energy and it will suit you the best the way possible for yourselves, for your healing, for your growth, for your abundance, for your bliss, and all other types of beautiful divine blessings and gifts. So I'm not sure if anyone has a question before we start. Just if you need water, definitely get some water. I will, after I call in all of the energies that I work with, I'll just go silent as I channel the Reiki to you all. So you'll still see me. I may do some hand mudras, or I may move or sway, however the energy feels, like flows through me, but you will not hear me talking. So I'm just channeling the energy through me to you all for your highest good. So I'm just going to check the chat really quickly. Oh, thank you so much, Natalie. I'm so excited. I feel your energy too. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to be here with all of you. Like I said, especially with everything that's going on, I feel that it's so very important for all of us to combine our energies together so that we could really move forward and make the changes that we would like to see within our lives. And when we make changes and grow, all of that good stuff that we're feeling just spews out to everyone in the world. So, if you all are ready, let me just check the chat one more time. Oh, definitely. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be of service. So, if you are ready and able, I would like for you to please get in the most comfortable position. You could either be sitting down, you can be lying down. Just make sure that you are extremely comfortable. Take some deep breaths and allow yourself to feel your body. Breathe normally and comfortably. You can take deep belly breaths if you feel the need. But just make sure that your breathing rate is natural and you're not forcing your breath or holding your breath in any way. I will now begin by calling in all of my guides and my higher self. And I ask that at this time, you also do the same. In the name of the beloved, mighty presence of God, I am in me. And my very own beloved higher Christ presence, the violet consuming flame, by the power and authority of the immortal, victorious threefold flame blazing upon the altar of my heart, I call to I am Mother, Father, Goddess, God, Source, Creator, and the entire company of heaven. I call forth the light of God life within. I ask to be a clear channel for Reiki Universal Life Force energy. Light is my guide. I ask that my personal interest and energy be put aside, so Reiki can flow through me in abundance, where and how it is needed most for all who are on this call and who will listen in the future in full faith. I call forth the great ones, Reiki masters and grandmasters, Dr. Yasui, Dr. Hayashi, Madam Katana, and all of the Reiki masters, past, present, and future. I call forth the angels of the seventh ray. I call forth the violet flame angels, the violet fire angels and lords, all archangels, all ascended masters, and my I am higher Christ self. My spirit guides of 100% divine white light. My divine guardian angels and my spirit team. My ancestors and loving mother, father, balancing creative energy. I ask all illuminated beings, all divine angels, all divine saints, the hierarchy of heaven, all beings of divine love and light, and all divine cosmic beings to be present. I call forth Master Oshun, Master Hathor, Master Heru, Master Sekhmet, Master Asar, Master Aset, Master Heru, beloved Alpha and Omega in the great central sun, beloved Helios and Vesta of the sun in our solar system, beloved Saint Germain and Lady Portia, beloved Maha Cohen, beloved Amritas, ruler of the violet planet, Master Viwamis, Master Hilarion, Lady Nada, Master Afra, Master El Morye, Lord Maitre, Master Kuthumi, beloved Archangel Zakiel, and Holy Amethyst, beloved mighty Elohim Arcturus and Victoria, beloved Sanat Kumara, beloved Master Venus and the seven holy Kumaras, the Hathors, beloved Jesus and Mother Mary, beloved Kuan Yin and the Lords of Karma, the hierarchy of elements, air, earth, fire, water, and Akash. Archangel Michael and the Archangelic Sacred Circle of Protection. Archangel Gabriel, Ariel, Chamuel, Raphael, Sandalphon, Metatron, and Cassiel. Guru Ma and Lanlo, the entire spirit of the Great White Brotherhood, and the World Mother, Elemental Life, to please help, assist, protect, guide, draw near, and take part in this healing session. I ask that the energy, power, love, and wisdom of Reiki permits me to be a channel for Reiki's unconditional love and healing on all who are on this call and who will listen in the future. May Reiki's infinite wisdom, love, and healing go exactly where it is needed most, should it be for all of our highest good. May we all be empowered by Reiki's love and blessing. I will now go silent as I channel the beautiful, empowering, healing energy of Reiki. as this beautiful energy continues to be channeled directly to you, I ask that you gently wiggle your fingers and toes as you continue to breathe. Allow yourself to feel all of the sensations in your body. And if you don't feel any sensations, that's okay as well. Know that this beautiful energy has still surrounded you and engulfed you. I would like to thank all who was called upon to help guide, protect, and envelope us with their love, wisdom, abundance, and bliss. Continue to breathe and allow yourself to gently and slowly open your eyes. I would like to also thank all of you present on this call and who will be participating in the future. Please know that you are always protected and guided. You are so loved. You are powerful. And you can do and be anything your heart desires. It is an honor and a pleasure to be able to be of service and connect with all of you on this deep, beautiful, energetic level. I ask that you please make sure that you drink a lot of water so that the energies can move through you fluidly and be gentle with yourself, be observant and aware. Take notes if you must, for you are powerful and you have the power within you to heal yourself, to learn, to love, to live, and to shine so brightly. You are so loved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine. That was a
thank you all for having me and connecting with me.
So if anyone has any so let me also make a technical question. There are some people who do our session recordings and they may have limited time and they may at this point be contemplating whether they want to exit before all the Q&A happens. So is the container like completed for the Reiki work where they could now leave if they wished?
The container is absolutely complete. You can leave as you wish. Those who are in need of extra channeling of Reiki, it will come to you as you need it. It'll go exactly where you need it to go for as long as you need it. That's best for your highest good.
Sweet. So we We have plenty more time open. So if anyone who's on the live call has a question or comment, I'm going to now enable self-unmuting. So anyone can now just click their little microphone icon if you're on the computer and unmute and speak. And I see Babs doing that. And if you're on the phone, it's a star six unmute. So Babs, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great.
Hi.
Hey, girl. First off, thank you, because that was beautiful.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You shine so beautifully. I love it.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, girl. I was working on the invocations with Benjamin Stuff stuff. The classes that he offers for free last night. And I did part of the healing, and you said something about ultraviolet, that like when you were asking for the participants, the divine nature to come through. I had saw this purple light like flash in my face last night, and I don't know what it was about, but whenever you said that, I felt like it connected, and I was really curious about it all day.
Oh, that's interesting because I work deeply with the violet flame.
Oh, wow.
Yes, which is one of the rays of God's light. And the violet flame is known to transmute darkness into light, pain into pleasure, suffering into joy. And it's a beautiful mantra that you can recite if you want to connect with it, or you can just think of the violet light, the violet flame. It's a beautiful one of God's beautiful higher rays of light that we are being blessed with, working with at this time.
Yeah, wow, and I feel heat whenever you're talking to me. It's just, girl, all crazy things, but this is beautiful. It's giving me answers. I'm actually more curious about learning more. Would you happen to have like info, like more info, or maybe on your website more info about, your divine, what all you work with divinely?
There's a little more info on my website about all of the energies that I do work with. But we can connect afterwards, and I'm more than happy to share all of the information that I have with you about the violet flame, and how I work with it as well.
Girl, that would be so amazing. I would appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, my pleasure. I'll also leave my email address in the chat so you can reach out to me like that too.
Amazing. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm so excited to be connecting with you.
Thank you, love.
So I just left my email address.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm going to copy it.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Me too, girl. Thank you.
And for those who are on the recording and not seeing the chat, her email is path2empowermenthealing@gmail.com. Any other questions or comments from anyone? Again, feel free to. Darn, hi.
Hi, yeah, I'm actually wondering where did you get all your training from? Like all of the different Reiki types that you've that you're able to channel. Like did you just find them through your journey? Do you have like one specific source that you go to? Where, because I've done some myself, but I would love to go deeper into it, and I'm just not exactly sure the best steps to take in order to do that.
That's a really great question because when I was moved towards Reiki, because I was looking for some way to try to more actively work on healing myself.
Yes.
And I ended up just, you know, spirit guided me to twin flames who were actually Reiki masters. And I received my attunement for Kundalini Reiki and Gold Reiki and Ethereal Reiki from them. And then from there, I was still curious about other forms of healing modalities. And I learned about Lightarian Reiki, Violet Flame Reiki. And there's so many different forms of Reiki that you can study and connect and attune with. And I was a member of a website. It was like a group chat. I can't remember the exact name, but I was communicating with a woman that was associated with that organization. And she was such a blessing. She sent me all of these different manuals for different forms of Reiki. And yes, and what she taught me was that, because, you know, Yasui Reiki, there's a lineage. So you're going to have to go through certain training, and it may take a couple of, you know, years for you to advance because it's more traditional. But what I've learned from connecting with and studying Kundalini Reiki from Ole Gabrielson is that all of us have the capacity to do everything. And through Ole Gabrielson, he taught us that, and he is the individual who channeled Kundalini Reiki. Through studying with him, he taught us that you can connect with any energy that you are seeking to work with. All you have to do is, you know, sit with yourself, get in a meditative state if possible, and just meditate on that energy or the characteristics of that energy that you would like to connect to. So that's one of the things that I've done to learn the different forms of Reiki. But with regards to the certificates that I have, I was actually trained by Reiki masters. So like Lightarian Reiki, the individual that I met on that website, she was kind enough to actually send me tons of different Reiki manuals. And in the Reiki manuals, it says all you have to do is, you know, sit with yourself and ask to be connected to that energy in an intimate way so that you can work with that energy. Mm.
So you don't have to be like presently attuned. You can actually just kind of like attune yourself if you are, you know, understanding and connecting with that energy in a meditative state.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
Very
and
cool.
If you would like, feel free to email me and I will share with you all of the different manuals that I've received, because in the manuals as well, you know, it gives you information about the different energies and how to go about with your own self-attunement.
That would be absolutely wonderful. I've already copied your email and I already have one started. I'll make sure to send that this evening.
Okay. I look forward to connecting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. I feel wonderful right now. So I'm very appreciative that you did this today. And also, of course, to Benjamin, because I found him through his podcast. And it's just been such a wonderful journey that I've had over these past few months. And just wow. Thank you.
Thank you too. And Benjamin is wonderful. My goodness.
Yes, he is. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Aw, shucks.
I hope you're blushing.
I am. I'm here. I'm just trying to stay in the background while Lorraine's talking. Any other questions, comments, anything at all? Y'all can speak or type in the chat window or whatever feels good.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Thank you so much for what for me was just a wonderful, I think, introduction really to another part of myself. And I say that because whilst we were on the journey, I kept opening my eyes and looking at you, Lorraine, and I was like, how are you able to hold this prayer position, like, you know, just with such sort of regal posture? And I'm here fidgeting and, you know, and I kept thinking, I wonder if, you know, if I'm not fully focused for this whole period of time, whether it's actually, if I'm really participating. So I was really trying hard to concentrate more. And then I said, you know what, just relax and just flow with it. And then I started to realize that my back, which I'm having, like, I've had trouble with since I had my two kids, I could really feel like a sense of like it wanting to click. It's like the bottom of my spine, and I, you know, I just really needed to sort of move my back. And then after a while it went to my stomach, and I've been having some pain there before, but it was very much like, this is an issue. And, you know, it was almost like there was light there trying to heal it, but it was, I could really feel it burning and tingling, as if to just to show me like, this is something you need to be aware of. And then just as you were starting to speak again, it went to my heart. And suddenly I was like, oh, Ogun, like, it just came to my mind, Ogun. I remember a postcard I had got and it was green, and I was like, oh, the chakras. And then I thought, oh, you mentioned Oshun, and I was like, oh, is this all connected? So it's been like fantastic for me, because I'm like very much into different elements of spirituality and astrology, and, you know, like the last speaker, I've been on this journey through podcasts and everything, and realizing that, oh, this is something you always wanted to do and practice yourself. It's just that you weren't allowed. You were supposed to do something proper and everything. And now suddenly you're like, wait, this is, you know, this is part of your journey too. So I'm so, you know, I just happened to be here. And to be honest with you, I was like, oh my goodness, I've missed this, you know, this event. And I said, well, let me just go on to Zoom. And for some reason I went on to Zoom, and you were just saying, oh, we're just about to start in a couple of minutes. I was like, I'm supposed to be here. So so thank you, you know, just for, you know, bringing us together, and then Benjamin, and thank you, Lorraine, for, you know, sort of igniting something in me that I know, sort of, you know, this next 20 year stretch for me is going to really, you know, sort of really be part of my life. So so I just wanted to share that with you, and just, you know, just thank you, you know, that it's in a sort of awakening moment for me, and I'd love to sort of delve into it more. And it's been something I've been researching, just areas of spirituality and connecting with self and healing. And I'm a filmmaker, and it's, you know, I've got sort of loads of pieces of a documentary that I want to make around that. And I was just like, oh, you've now fired me up for, you know, getting back into that, you know, because my kids are quite young and I've put it aside. So I won't take up all the space with the time, but thank you. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, I am so excited for you. This is so wonderful. And thank you so much for allowing me to be a channel for this for you. It's so interesting, because Reiki does move the energy around in your chakras and like help open them up, so that you can absorb that life force energy that we all need, so that we can get ourselves going and moving on our path. So I am so excited for you.
Thank you. Rain, I'd love to connect.
I'd like to say, as a Reiki master, that was a really, really powerful session. And my cat decided she needed some Reiki, and she's just been soaking it up. I do find when I work with people and animals, and I do work with a lot of animals, that they will take as much as they need. And then when they're done, they'll walk away. And sometimes that's true for humans as well. And also, I don't know if everybody's aware, but we can actually do distance Reiki as well. Do you want to just address that?
Oh, definitely. So Reiki does not necessarily have to be channeled in person. There's different ways that you could channel the Reiki energy to individuals, especially those who don't live in the area that you live in, or you don't have physical access to them. One of the ways that I learned how to channel distant Reiki is by putting it in a chi ball, which is like little energetic ball. If you're really sensitive to energy, you would see it. But most of the times we don't see it. But Reiki is drawn through intention. So it's not the Reiki master or the practitioner's energy that is being used at all. Their energy is pushed to the side so that they can be that channel. So the divine life force energy can flow through them to the individual. And then the individual works with that energy so that they can heal themselves, or works with that energy, you know, to overcome any challenges that they're facing within their life. So when I learned how to channel distant energy, distant Reiki, I was taught to, you know, just sit with myself, get in that light meditative state, and then intend for the energy to be put in an energetic ball and send it to that person so that they can call it in whenever they're ready. Another way that I have been taught to channel distant Reiki is kind of sort of like what we have done here tonight, where I'm either on the phone with the other individual or we're, you know, doing a video chat, and I would just channel the energy to them like that. And the third way that I have learned to channel Reiki energy through distant through distance is to, like I said, just sit with myself and channel the Reiki to the individual, not necessarily through a chi ball, but have them, and they could be moving around at this point, but have them be consciously aware that they would be receiving energy if they're unable to have some quiet time for themselves. And the energy would just flow to them and it'll hit all of the right spots that it needs to hit. And like you said, that is absolutely correct. Reiki always serves the highest good of the individual and the practitioner. It and flows.
I also use, like I have a bear, my Reiki bear. And if there's a particular body part that the person wants to work on, then I concentrate. That bear becomes that person by speaking their name. And sometimes I get their date of birth. And so we concentrate on that with the bear as kind of holding space for the person.
Yes. Or I've used pictures. I've written the person's name in my hand and went into prayer position. So there's different methods that you can definitely use to channel distant Reiki. And it's just as effective as in person.
And I was doing Reiki on myself as you were talking too, because you can do that. You know, you can do it on yourself. Got to soak it all in.
Yes.
All you can get. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Cool. That's a great discussion. I'm learning a lot. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share or ask or anything at all for Lorraine?
Hi. My name's Natalie, and I just wanted to thank you so much, because that was so, so powerful. And I wanted to ask you about Kundalini, and because I have recently gone through Dark Night of the Soul and my spiritual awakening, and I also am feeling a lot of energy in my womb. I have a lot of trauma that I need to heal, but when I was receiving the Reiki, it was flowing up and down my spine, and then kind of like centered in my womb space, and was just kind of a swirling violet light that when I breathed in and breathed out, it would travel up my spine to my crown chakra and back down to my womb and my root chakra. Is that a sign of a Kundalini awakening, or is that just a sign of Kundalini energy starting to move within me?
It can actually be a sign of either or both.
Okay.
Yes, of what I understand about Kundalini energy, it's like the coil of our energy at the base of our spine. And Kundalini Reiki actually does, it's three steps to Kundalini Reiki, to clear and clean out your chakras and help them to be naturally activated so that the life force energy from the heavens as well as the energy from the earth could flow through you evenly. Like a, I guess it will like do a figure eight through your body up to the heavens, down to the earth. So I'm feeling like what you've experienced can definitely be both, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. And I've been like the a few days ago, I had my first ecstatic dance session. And it was, I went into a full trance because my body was just moving and shaking so wildly. But I, you know, I have all of these signs, and I just keep wondering, like, is this a gradual Kundalini awakening happening along with my very abrupt spiritual awakening?
It could possibly be, and the movement, the dance movements that you're doing, will definitely help with the womb healing, because it's very important for women to protect our wombs, to work with our, because that's where all of our power is. And that's where we store a lot of our, the traumas that we've experienced, the challenges we it's centered in our womb. So it's great that you're doing this type of movement, because it'll move all of that energy around if it's stagnant, and help you to, and help you to actually be open to the life force energy that you're really yearning for and craving for, so that you could actually have that energy to move up and down your spine, like you're saying it is, so that you can receive that energy from the heavens as well as Mother Earth. So it sounds to me, and it feels to me, like you're definitely on that path to breaking up all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Because tonight was the first time I had actually felt it going up and down my spine. Usually it kind of skips around because I know that I have my lower chakras are imbalanced or blocked. So thank you so much. Like, I echo everybody else's comments, and I will be emailing you for those emails and further teachings.
Thank you.
My whole journey started with Reiki 5 years ago. And I was doing Reiki on my friends in sixth grade Catholic school before I knew what it was. So I will be emailing you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So it's just, when we become adults, we just put labels on everything. But when we're younger, it's just, you know, we just flow with it. We don't know what's happening, but we know that something.
Yes.
Well, we've just come from the other side.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to be here with you guys.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So, Lorraine, I have one other thing. So I had to have a full total hysterectomy 9 years ago, and I'm 34 years old. And I wonder, when you mentioned just now, like the womb energy and things like that, is that still going to be a part of my physiology in the spiritual sense? Because I don't have anything at all. Like, they had to take all of it out. And I've honestly felt for the longest time since then, like my root chakra is really weak, and that there are certain aspects of my spiritual body that are kind of missing because I don't have that body part anymore and certain hormones that I should. So do you know anything about that, or would having that removal, you know, tamper with my energy body at all in that sense?
I feel like our body, although our organs may have to be taken out, or we might lose a finger or a leg or our arm or whatever the case is, our body, our energetic body, still remembers that part of us exists. So I believe that you are still able to work with your complete energetic body, although your physical body may not have that part of you. You are still able to connect with that missing part of you. You're still able to call that energy back to you from that missing part of you. I believe it's very possible for you to still work with your womb, although you might not physically have it, because we are beings of energy, we're beings of light. And although we are able to see and touch things in the physical world, they still exist on an energetic and in the spiritual world.
Okay, that makes sense. I guess just since I haven't had it for so long, I honestly didn't even realize that there was energy to even deal with that body part until I started really getting into, you know, more spiritual work. So I do feel that that's something that I personally just need to work on, because I haven't really focused on it at all for a very long time.
Lauren, there's something called shadow pain when somebody loses a body part, and they can actually still feel the pain of that part being there. So in essence, the body still remembers that it's there. So yes, I agree, Rain, very much so.
If I could like throw in my 2 cents worth for what it's worth, we've got the physical body, but we have the etheric and the astral and those others. And it's that energy, it's still there. It's still a part of you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It does. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, any last questions or comments from anyone, please? The floor remains open for a moment longer.
I would just like to say, Ben, this is the first time I've attended, and I've really enjoyed being here. It's a very warm community, and I appreciate all of you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Please come back.
I will. Very pleasant experience.
This is 2 days in a row for me. I'm feeling pretty darn good.
Tomorrow night, we do our New Earth support team call, 8 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. So anyone
who... I've already got it on my calendar, actually. You'll see me tomorrow.
Nice.
Yes. So, I want to say, oops, sorry.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you. It's my very first time. I only discovered... this whole Benjamin, I discovered you last night on YouTube, and then today I received the invitation. I'm here, and this has been the most wonderful experience. I want to thank you so very much. You've no idea, or you probably do, how much I needed it, even to the point that Regina, when you talked about the cat. I have a feral cat in my garden who's desperately ill and with a blind in one eye, and I want to help, and you know, I hadn't been able to find it. So this is like hitting a super, super, super bonanza on every level. thank you so much, and thank all of you. It's wonderful to share with so many great people.
Good luck with your cat. We'll pray that he comes and that he gets healing too.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. That's really awesome. Yeah.
Yes, that's beautiful.
This, of course, is part of the Awakening Plus system. And we do lots of free calls that are open to the public. And the easiest way to stay up with these is to go to astroshaman.com and sign up for my email list. And I routinely send out notifications about the Awakening Plus. And
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
That'd be the easiest way to do it.
Yes.
Any last questions or comments from anyone?
Only that my dog is going insane right now. He's in the room that I was getting Reiki healed, and it gave him way too much energy.
Calm down.
Sounds like my dog.
Like, okay, I've had enough.
Down. Lord. I'm gonna have to give him some CBD. Come on, get down.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Thank you.
If you don't believe in Reiki, just watch your animals. They'll tell you it's for real.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
Well, Lorraine,
I'm definitely a believer.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm definitely a believer. Thank you, everybody. Just wanted to say have a great evening. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You too.
So this has been awesome interaction. I've really loved all the connecting after the actual event. So Lorraine, if you would tell us your website again and any information you want to share here at the ending here for anyone.
Yes, my website is pathtoempowermenthealing.com. And please feel free to email me at pathtoempowermenthealing@gmail.com. I'll be so happy to answer any of your questions and provide any information or, give you any leads. If you're looking for certain information, please do not hesitate to reach out with me and connect. And it was such a pleasure and honor to connect with all of you tonight. I am so grateful and honored to be able to be here and be of service.
You are a beautiful spirit. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night, we're getting together tomorrow night.
I'll be there.
Same bat channel. Come on back.
Yay.
So, those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, you can learn more about the membership at awakeningplus.com. And again, this call and just about every other call we do is archived in the membership area. There's close to 300 archived calls already, and there's a best of article that gives you the very best in each category. Members also get access to a 16-part course on how to work with invocations for healing and awakening ancestors. There's a lot of juicy stuff there. So if you are not yet a member but interested in learning more, awakeningplus.com. If you want to get on the email list to get notified of our events by email, you can do that at astroshaman.com. Just sign up for the main email list that I offer. And mostly what we send out is Awakening Plus emails. So it's all there.
I wanted to ask one more question. Lorraine, are you in North Carolina?
No, I'm in New York.
You're in New York. Okay. So we have quite the collection here. It's great.
Yeah. So any last anything from anyone before we wrap it up?
No.
All right, cool. Well, thank you. It's been such a pleasure. Lorraine, thanks again. I felt all kinds of amazing energy coming through me, and I know I got some lovely healing and upgrading. So thank you, Lorraine, for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Bomb.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Oh.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful holiday, everybody.
If you're not on the call tomorrow. Have a great holiday.
Yeah. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
And start working on my chart. Talk later. Bye.
Bye.